My name is Michael Tormo. I born in Hungary and my birthday is 1958, February 28th. Okay, so I born in Hungary and I grow up in Hungary and go school in Hungary. We have a tiny little school space and we have outhouse, no running water, no food sources like you guys have. So if you go hungry in a school, you stay hungry. I work probably when I was like 7, 8 years old. Around the house, we have animals, we have chickens, guard dogs, cows. So I work when I 7 and go to the school. And I grow up on milk because we have cows. Every day I drink 1 liter, maybe half a liter milk. I grow up on milk and I love milk. But I grow up and I appreciate for my parents how they raised me. Tough to live there. And you cannot do anything what you want to do because that's a system, communist system. I cannot go like higher school because I was pushed down. Not because I was not smart enough, just because the way the system was working in Hungary. It was a communist system. Communist system, they want to feed you what they want to feed you. You have this kind of water, everybody drink this kind of water. That's it. No choice. No choice. In here, you have choice. You have anything you can do to get it done, you can get it done. And how you live your life, it's up to you. When you grow up, you have choice and freedom. It's a big thing, the freedom. Because I was soldier in Hungary too for 2 years. Not because I wanted to, they want me to. Work-wise, when I worked in Hungary, I make 25 cents an hour with the trade. And people making here probably an hour, that time like 5, 6 bucks an hour, if not more. So I make like 25 cents an hour, and I work hard for that. I left everything there, kind of like start a new life when I came here. Met my wife in 86. We have to get married to come here in the United States. When we started process to come in here, do all that paperwork, go to offices, whatever, I don't even think about that time. Then, when I was on an airplane, I never been there before, fly to here, I don't understand people want to talk. And everything is totally different here. The people, the cars, the food, everything is different. So I got to find a job. I speak very little bit. And my wife take me to interview, be a plumber, in Cranberry, PA. Of course, they hired me, and I dig underground with hand for 6 months. Nobody speak Hungarian around me, so I got to communicate somehow and understand what they want me to do. We was in a service call. The guy who worked with, of course, he don't speak Hungarian, just English, and he need a tool, and I don't know what was that tool. And we have a toolbox, you know, van, work van. So I take the whole toolbox in. He started laughing. That was so difficult and hard for me. Then I never give up. After a year, I plumbed the house in myself. And we have 1 vehicle that time. It's in Cranberry, it's like 20 miles away. I drove out, my wife drove back. She worked for UPS. At the end of the day, she come and pick me up for a year, doing plumbing business for quite a few years. Right now, we have a Hungarian restaurant, and I'm a chef or cook. That's what I do for a living right now. We start a life in here in the United States. Living in the United States, a lot better here, I think, like anywhere else in the world. You guys should be so proud to live in this country and grateful somebody grew up in the United States. It was like 10 times, 20 times better. I like freedom and I hope you guys do too because that's a big thing to me.